my podcast, which is entitled Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to take you through the world of Duke Ellington, sometimes known as Ellingtonia. I chose Reflections as a title because it has two different meanings. One means to think about, ruminate, which is what we'll do in some cases, and the other means to throw back an image or heat or something like that. And what we'll do is we'll show you how he reflected on his own music and how others reflected his music. This introductory podcast is only about a half hour, but they'll go anywhere from a half hour to an hour and a half. I don't want to get too long and too concentrated. But there's no set format for the podcast. They're going to be free form. But what you can do is go to the accompanying blog, www.ellingtonreflections.com, and you can get supplementary information from there. Since this is the introductory podcast, I thought I'd explain to you how I'd like to do things. I'm going to start off every podcast with a recording of Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train, which was Ellington's longtime theme song. This particular version that we started with was the very first version, which predates the famous RCA Victor studio recording by 1 month. So I figured I'd use that one. One of the things that you'll get from going to the website is complete personnel for all the songs, the CDs they were found on, and etc. It would be too time consuming to list the personnel of a big band for every song, but I will spotlight the soloists for each recording. Now, I think one of the things you should know about me is that I've been an Ellington fan since I was 12 years old, which is a little over 45 years now. And I started out listening to the regular big bands, you know, the standard stuff, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington. But I didn't really get grabbed by him until one day I heard this record that I bought at a cutout bin. It was, and this record was called In a Mellow Tone. And the second track was something called A Portrait of Burt Williams. And the way he used the instruments on that and the sounds they got just grabbed me in such a way that I was hooked. And so just to give you an idea of what I was thinking about and what I was hearing, I'd like to play that one for you. And that is from 1940. The soloists are Barney Bigard on clarinet, Rex Stewart on cornet, and Joe Tricky Sam Natten on trombone. Thank you. by bit, as we go through this podcast series, you'll see various aspects of Duke Ellington, and hopefully once you've listened to enough of them, you'll have a pretty good idea of who he was and what he accomplished. I have several thousand Ellington recordings and a few thousand more by his sidemen and various tribute recordings, so there's be no shortage of material. Duke Ellington was born April 29th, 1899 in Washington, D.C., and died in New York City May 24th, 1974. And in that 75 years, he achieved a lot. For one thing, he had a 50-year recording and performing career, which is very unusual and very rare, and especially when you consider the quality of that career. He composed thousands of songs, arranged thousands, recorded thousands, had a stellar group of sidemen, which you'll hear about eventually, and traveled the world, got his big start in the Cotton Club. Again, all of this we'll explore bit by bit as we go through the podcast. In the midst of talking about all his achievements as a band leader and arranger and composer, his skills as a pianist sometimes get overlooked. And he was actually quite influential as a pianist and quite forward-thinking. To give you an idea of how forward-thinking he was, here's a piece that he recorded in 1947 called The Clothed Woman. And it's so avant-garde for its time that you really get the idea that this is where Thelonious Monk and others came from, Thelonious Monk, Cecil Taylor, and others. There's a link to a transcription of this song on the website, www.ellingtonreflections.com. So please go there for the musicians and take a look, and you can see what he's doing. So from 1947, here's The Clothed Woman. Thank you. As I mentioned, Ellington had a 50-year-plus career. His recordings started in the 20s, and you know, some of them are a little bit primitive to listen to because of the recording technology. But just to give you an idea of something from start to finish, I'm going to play something from the beginning of his career in 1926, just before he even got to the Cotton Club, and it's something called "I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers." Approximately 4 years before Ellington passed away, here's a selection from the New Orleans Suite album that he did in 1970. And this is the song "Thanks for the Beautiful Land on the Delta," which features tenor saxophonist Harold Ashby. One of the things I wanted to point out about this is that the first version I'll play was recorded in April 27th of 1970. And then immediately after, I'll play a version recorded less than 3 months later, on July 23rd, 1970, and I want you to listen for the differences. The main pronounced differences is obviously the beat the drummer's playing, but there's also differences between how some sections are scored. For example, in the first version, you'll hear some background that's for three altos, and you'll see how that switched to the trumpets. So this is the kind of thing that shows you Ellington was ever-changing, and he never rested on his laurels. So he would constantly rearrange things and never was static, even in the short period of 3 months. So here he is showing reflections amongst himself, just reflecting whatever he felt at the time. ¶¶ Again, the second definition I use for Ellington Reflections is a bounce back of heat, light, image. And in this case, someone who's reflecting on Ellington is vibraphonist Stefan Harris. And here you can hear his treatment of the very same song, Thanks for the Beautiful Land on the Delta, from his CD entitled African Tarantella Dances with Duke. And it's from 2006.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps up our introductory podcast episode. Again, please visit the website at www.ellingtonreflections.com. We'd love to hear from you. We welcome any feedback and constructive criticism. I hope we can enjoy this journey together through the many facets of the world of Duke Ellington, also known as Ellingtonia. And as I'd like to say, Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know, which is why I chose this as my closing theme song, a song by Johnny Hodges that was recorded in a small group setting under the leadership of Paul Gonzalez. And it's called It's Something You Ought to Know. So keep that in mind. And thanks for listening.